You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
This is Allie from Philadelphia. I had called earlier a couple weeks back about my story where my poppy visited both my mom and my dad in their dream. And I don't think I said my name before that one, so I'm just calling again. Thank you for playing my show on the air. And I wanted to call with probably my most profound story that happened to me personally. So when I was younger, I was way more sensitive that I am now, which seems common, but even when I was younger, I didn't know what that meant, which again, I think is the case for a lot of kids. You don't really know what you're seeing, but so backtrack, before I was born, my great-grandmother gave my mom a St. Jude pennant before she had died. So she was sick, it was closing to the end, and again, I wasn't born yet. My parents weren't even married yet. And she gave my mom a St. Jude just pennant that was really, really important to her. So I know you guys don't really necessarily talk too much about religion in your podcast. But I think that I want to hear your opinion as far as, I think a lot of similarities go across a lot of different religions, and you know, what could be one thing in one religion is actually the same thing in another, and there's just a lot of similarities that should be recognized, and you know, things are more similar than they are different kind of situation. So I'm curious as to hear what you guys say about this. So she gave my mom that pennant, years went by. My great grandmother unfortunately passed away, and then when I was born, I had a lot of complications. When I was born, my lungs were completely filled with fluid. I could not breathe. I was rushed away as soon as I was delivered to the NICU, the Native Intensive Care Unit. Needle Intensive Care Unit. Sorry. And the doctor had told my parents that it's going to be a couple weeks at least by the time they get tests done, different treatments, things like that. It would be at least a week, or at least a couple weeks before they could see the next steps. But they made it clear that it was something that they really needed to be serious about. So my parents, not prepared for that, were very devastated and didn't want to leave the hospital, but obviously came time that they had to leave. So before my mom did, she got that St. Jude pennant and put it on my incubator in the NICU, and just as a safety, looking out for me type of thing. The next morning, my mom will never forget the call that she got from the doctor saying that he could not explain what had happened, but I was completely healed. Not one trace of any sickness in my lungs. My lungs were completely healthy. The doctor was speechless pretty much and told my mom, you know, you can come and get your daughter. I can't explain what happened. So of course my parents were really, really happy about it and went and got me. So, That's like my little St. Jude story. But years went by. I was 6 years old, and I used to hear a lot of things in my old house outside of Philadelphia. It was like over 100 years old. And really small, just I had a back bedroom that I always felt was creepier and everything. But in my back bedroom, I had a door that led to the kitchen, and then kind of perpendicular to that door, or on the perpendicular wall, was another door that led to my brother's room. So you could literally walk through the kitchen, through my bedroom, into my brother's rooms. So one night I woke up, and I remember just sitting up, and my bedroom door to my kitchen was open. And this white light, I'm getting goosebumps right now. I don't tell a lot of people this story just because, I was younger and I kind of questioned sometimes, but, like how much, you know, as a kid I exaggerated maybe, but I can still distinctly see this, what happened. So I sat up, and I remember I was 6 years old. I was in first grade, and the white light went from the kitchen towards my bedroom, and there was a man dressed completely in white robes, dark hair, like dark brown hair, and he walked through my room, turned towards my brother's room, looked at me, just was passing through, almost like to, like he was watching over me just to like make sure I was still okay, and he walked out. And I remember being a kid, obviously it sounds very peaceful, I mean, still scary, but I pulled my covers over my head, and I remember just being so freaked out that, you know, what did I just see? And I remember thinking, like, I'm afraid to pull my covers over my head, because what if his face is right there? Or, like, you know, I wasn't necessarily scared of the person I saw, just the fact that I was seeing something. I just didn't want to pull the covers down and see him again. So finally I was, you know, at that age where I wanted to be with my parents if I was scared. So after probably like 20 minutes or so, I remember I couldn't fall back asleep with the covers over my head. I peeked out and I didn't see anything. And I ran to my parents' room the next day. I remember telling kids at school, but obviously, you know, that kids don't understand. I didn't understand. And I was just like, I saw a man, like a ghost last night. And I was a lot more into it when I was a kid, just like, what was that kind of thing? But again, like, I didn't really put it together that, you know, that was something that not a lot of people see. That like being a sensitive, if you want to say that, as a kid, like, isn't common. But I was just very like, okay, I saw that. That was interesting. Yeah, St. Jude's someone that I think whether it's just a guardian angel or anything like just some positive energy that looks over me. And I'm even to this day, you know, I think about that a lot and feel very grateful. But I just want to hear your guys' opinion on that. You know, if you've heard any other stories similar to that or anything, or if any other listeners have anything very similar to that, I have yet to hear. I've heard some, like, you know, guardian angel stories, but it really boggles my mind that it's such a, I want to say an angel in a way that visited me, but I don't know. I don't know if that's what you want to call it, or I don't know. I really want to hear your guys' opinion on it. And if any other listeners have any opinions or similar experiences, that'd be really awesome to hear. So I hope you guys have a great day, and thank you for having such an amazing podcast, and I hope I hear this on the air. Thank you.
This has been a Grave Confession from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.